To your Press TV news in brief, Saudi war planes attack a popular market in Yemen's Amran province, leaving nearly a dozen people dead. A Saudi Air Force also bombed a military base near the border and killed at least 30 soldiers loyal to Ansarullah fighters. Elsewhere, Saudi bombings killed four civilians in Sana'a province as well. Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and their allied army units carry out dozens of rocket attacks on Saudi military sites in the southern Jizan region. This follows earlier shelling of other military sites in the region. There are no media reports of casualties. And the Iraqi army and volunteer fighters are engaged in operations to cleanse the strategic city of Beji. The Iraqi troops entered Beji some weeks ago. They are now fighting terrorists who are still holed up in some parts of the city. The Palestinian resistance movement Hamas and its supporters have marched through the streets of Gaza City to mark the first anniversary of Israel's latest war on the besieged territory. During the rally, Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, unveiled two new rockets named after two of their leaders killed in last year's war. An international rights group says justice has not been served for Palestinian children killed during Israel's last year war on the Gaza Strip. The Defense for Children International Palestine says evidence suggests that Israeli forces directly targeted children, but not a single perpetrator has been held accountable. Now Bosnians are angry at Russia's move to veto a draft UN resolution recognizing the 1995 Srebrenica massacre as genocide. Families of the victims say Russia's decision has left the door open for a new war. They also said Moscow's veto would make trust and reconciliation impossible. The Eurozone Bailout Fund has confirmed receiving a request for a new aid program from Greece. Athens is now working to detail a plan of economic reforms to save the debt-ridden country from financial collapse. Greece has until Thursday to finalize and submit its proposals to European officials.